Dear friends in Christ, one of the purposes of our seminary is to teach future pastors what they need to know to be faithful in the ministry established by our Lord Jesus Christ. In this, we are following in the footsteps of St. Paul, who wrote to the young pastor Timothy, "What you have heard from me before many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." The pastors who are trained and formed here will, by God's grace, be able to do this. All of us, St. Paul, Timothy, present pastors, future pastors, stand in a long line of men whose teachings go back to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our teachings are still His and not our own man-made teachings. Application of these teachings at various times and in various places may and must change, but the teachings remain the same. I am sure that it is no surprise for you to hear that pastors must be faithful to the Word of God. So today I want to focus instead on another part of St. Paul's instructions to Timothy and consider that faithful pastors are also suffering pastors. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. St. Paul writes to Timothy rather matter-of-factly that he can expect sufferings in his ministry. And what was true then is true now. Suffer hardship with me. St. Paul was in prison and clearly suffering hardship. But Timothy could expect to suffer that same kind of hardship in his ministry. Every faithful pastor can expect the same, that he will suffer by being a faithful pastor. Our Lord Jesus told his disciples, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." A faithful pastor will incur the hate of the world because the world has already hated Jesus Christ. One thing I cannot tell you is the form that such suffering will take in your life. We can only say that it will be there because faithful pastors are following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And if he was hated, they will be too. With faithfulness comes suffering. Faithfulness is implied in St. Paul's reference to good soldiers. Humanly speaking, one can do one's job well or badly. One can be a good soldier or a bad soldier. A pastor who takes his ordination vows seriously, though, has really no choice in the matter. He will be a good soldier because he will be faithful to what he has been taught and faithfully teach that to others. Accordingly, one who is a faithful pastor will also be a good soldier, and as a good soldier, one will share in the suffering that St. Paul and other faithful pastors received. Then St. Paul says, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier." I don't need to remind anyone here that soldiers suffer hardship, even death. We can clearly see that in the world around us. And as soldiers of Jesus Christ, one can fully expect to suffer, possibly even to die. Being a soldier means being engaged in combat. Christians are always engaged in combat against Satan and his kingdom. It is with this word, soldier, that St. Paul's message becomes applicable to all Christians, For God has made every baptized person a combatant in his army against Satan by virtue of that same baptism. None of us is excluded from being a soldier, and none of you is excluded from suffering. The next few words make that suffering bearable. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. In the church militant, the church in battle, we are always in combat with Satan. But we know on whose side we are. Or better, we know the one who himself has placed us on that side through our baptism, Christ Jesus himself. Here, the entire message of the Easter season gives us comfort in the midst of suffering. Christ Jesus has already defeated Satan and his entire kingdom by his death and resurrection. When we proclaim during the Easter season that Christ is risen, we know that the victory is his. Such knowledge puts all of our fighting and our suffering in perspective. Faithful pastors are also suffering pastors. And because we are all soldiers of Christ Jesus, faithful Christians are also suffering Christians. Let me add that the suffering to which St. Paul refers is not self-chosen suffering. It is almost laughingly simple to produce self-chosen suffering. I could, for example, extend this homily well beyond the normal bounds for our chapel sermons, thereby suffering not only the displeasure of the dean of the chapel, but your displeasure as well, as I unnecessarily use up the break before the 11 o'clock class. Such suffering is not what St. Paul means. Martin Luther was fond of pointing out that Christians had no need to create their own suffering, their own crosses. All a Christian has to do is be a faithful Christian, serving God in the vocation in which God has placed him, and suffering and the cross will follow. Faithful pastors are also suffering pastors. Suffering follows from being good soldiers of Jesus Christ. But as soldiers of Jesus Christ, we know that the victory over sin, death, the devil, and yes, suffering, has already been won. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.